News Talk 790 KFYO. Good morning. It's 647. Tom Collins, Laura Mack. This is Lubbock's First News. Hey, Laura, coming up, we got this Aphasia Choir concert and art show. And here to talk about this would be Dr. Melinda Corwin. She's actually a PhD. We were discussing that some media outlets have rules.
Yes.
That they don't call people doctors.
Right. And if we have that rule here, it's news to us.
Sorry.
So.
Anyway, let me tell you what. I know what kind of hell somebody goes through to get a PhD.
Yeah. It's a lot of work.
It's from personal experience. Not that I have done it, but my wife has done it. So, actually, she just finished.
Just finished. That's great.
Anyway, Melinda, welcome to the program. Give us your title and where you hail from. You're somewhere in the bowels of Texas Tech Health Sciences Center, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
In the speech and hearing department.
Which is not exactly in the bowels.
Well, yeah, it's in the same body. Okay, this is a neat thing. First, we'll talk about the concert in a minute, but talk about what the aphasia program does there and everything. This is so neat. It's actually touching.
Thank you. Well, aphasia is a word we're still trying to teach folks. Aphasia is a loss of language. It could be problems with speaking, understanding, reading, and or writing. It's usually due to a stroke or some kind of a brain injury or brain damage. It's not a loss of intelligence. And so it's very frustrating to not be able to say what you're thinking and what you want to communicate. And so this summer we're using music and art as forms of therapy and forms of expression. And tomorrow night we're going to have an aphasia choir concert and art exhibit.
Now that's going to be, is it the Quaker Avenue Church of Christ, like 17th and Quaker or something like that?
That's it.
Yeah, that's where it was last year.
It's nice of them to host this.
Very nice. We've been using their facility for 2 weeks, rehearsing and doing art projects. And Tom, you brought your family last year.
Mm-hmm. We took the whole darn family.
Free concert.
Yeah. And the thing is when you watch the people that are in the choir perform, mm-hmm. man, it's just like, it's amazing because it's not what you expect.
Yeah.
It's like there's this transformation of people at all different levels. It's just like, if you get, if you're not sitting in the back row, you're going to get some joy on you.
Yeah. So people that are having language problems like that and having difficulty speaking, how does this help them? How does music work with the brain or what is the theory behind all this?
Some of the research has shown that when we use the undamaged side of the brain, which is the right side, mm-hmm. we can use things like music, melody, rhythm, and art to facilitate or mediate that damaged side of the brain, which with aphasia, the left side mm-hmm. is almost always damaged.
Wow, really? That's interesting. That's very interesting.
So when people have strokes, it's normally on the left side?
Only if they have aphasia after their stroke. They've almost always
had
it.
Oh, okay. It's just coincidental. I get it. Okay.
Because our language center
is on the left,
the left side of our brains in 95% of us.
Okay.
Wow. Well, that's fascinating that music and mm-hmm. art, and I'm a big believer in music and art, but, whenever schools are being cut, funding being cut, it's always like the arts that get it first. And this is a classic example of how important the arts can be to people and in our own brain functions.
Very true.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. Good morning. It's 6:51. We're talking with Melinda Corwin from the Speech, Language, and Hearing Department, Texas Tech Health Sciences Center.
That's
right. Did I get
that
right? Wow. Even at 6:51. Good morning. We'll be back. KFYO 656, Lubbock's First News. We're talking with Melinda Corwin, PhD, Texas Tech Health Sciences Center Department of Speech, Language, and Hearing.
Did
I get that in the right order?
Yes.
All right. We've been talking about the Aphasia Choir and art concert tomorrow night at Quaker Avenue Church of Christ, 17th and Quaker. What time does that start?
7 o'clock.
It's free?
It's free.
And if, man, if you want to go see something that's just where you see people that make progress and get a breakthrough, I mean, it's just like it's instantaneous because I know they've been practicing for a couple of weeks, but when they're actually performing in front of people, man, that's what lights them up.
That's right.
Yeah, it's really neat. What other kinds of programs are available to help people that have experienced these kinds of tragedies?
Well, at our speech and hearing clinic at Texas Tech Health Sciences Center, we offer individual, that is one-on-one therapy for stroke survivors, children with autism, Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, any type of language learning disability, just including the dyslexias. So we have people of all ages that come to our clinic. Right now, we're running a children's camp for preschoolers that have speech and language difficulties and for children with autism who have some social language issues that they're working on.
Nice. How long do these camps run? Are they like a week, 2 weeks?
Most of them run 2 weeks.
Okay, great. Great. So
how do you get involved with something like that? Do you have to apply or...
For most of them, you could just call our clinic, and they'll hook you up depending on what the needs are with the appropriate supervisor.
Okay. So you don't need to be referred by a doctor or...
You don't have to be unless your insurance requires it.
Okay.
And if so, we can help people get physician referrals.
Good, good.
All right. Melinda Carwin from Texas Tech Health Sciences Center. Again, the aphasia choir concert and art show... Thursday, June 12th, 7 p.m., Quaker Avenue Church of Christ, 17th and Quaker.
That's it.
Get it all
Thank
in there.
You.
It's free. And, man, thanks for getting up so early.
Thank you guys for having me.
I asked her to come in at 8. She's like, I got a meeting.
Yeah.
Well, what time? 6:30 works. Okay.
She hits the ground running every day, I bet.
Appreciate you being here. Thanks for taking time.
Thank you.
It's 6:59. Good morning.